News starts right now.
Mississippi putting it down. I'm the hottest round. I told y'all, y'all can stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now. Is you with me now? The biggie, biggie.
As president, I recognize that the woke mind virus represents a war on the truth. So we will wage a war on the woke.
I couldn't be more proud to have been part of the administration that appointed three of the justices that sent Roe versus Wade to the ash heap of history where it belongs.
Don't complain about what you get in a general if you don't play in this caucus, because it matters.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good summary of those three candidates. Maybe not so much the Nikki Haley part, but DeSantis, war on woke. It's kind of funny, but meanwhile, you're playing what over there?
I didn't know you were going to go into that, and I was playing Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott because I wanted to dance. I'm so sorry.
It's a great,
I apologize.
Because it's a great song, yeah. But it's not the song that I would expect Ron DeSantis to bust out with at his speeches.
Unlike Mike Pence.
Yeah.
You see that?
Oh, my God. The Mike Pence in the motorcycle jacket?
He looked uncomfortable.
I've never seen a thing look quite that. That's almost as fake looking as Dukakis in the tank with the helmet on. Like, it's almost that awkward looking. And it's probably his real motorcycle jacket. Oh, probably a guy who's got a motorcycle and he drives it. But it just looks so.
I don't hate Mike Pence, but you know when Pee Wee Herman knocked over all those motorcycles right before that, and yeah. He was doing tequila, and they're like, "Here's your little jacket, buddy," and they're like, yeah. "Thanks, man," and. That's what he looks like.
Like I said, it may well be Pence's own jacket, and you know, but there are things I could wear that I own that you would think that doesn't look right.
He looked like he was going to be on Every Which Way But Loose. Yeah. Like, it just looks weird. It looked weird on Mike Pence. I'm sorry. It would look weird on Trump.
What's the name of the biker bar in Police Academy? The Blue Oyster.
I think it's the Blue Oyster. but I'm not.
Right.
I'm not wrong.
Oh, man. So even it's funny how a thing could be authentic and still look so fake. I think that's probably the best description. So, yeah, him in the biker jacket just didn't. It's just like, what, brother? No, that is not your brand. then, you know, Governor DeSantis, the war on woke, and Mike Pence says, and by the way, this is going to be the Pence line, right? He's going to run on the look at all the stuff that my buddy Don and I did, you know, when we were in the White House, right? That's going to be which is going to be a hard thing to say against him in the debate, right? Because the Don and I did stuff in the debate. Well, Donald Trump is going to say, yeah, I did. You know, what'd you do, bro? And he's going to be like, well, I helped, you know? So hard sell, I think, to me. And he's not even in yet, but of course he's going to get in. Of course we know he's going to get in. And then Nikki Haley, who just gets overshadowed, unfortunately, but she really is. Nikki Haley would make a good president. And even though, you know, as a former governor of South Carolina and, you know, ambassador to the UN and all this stuff, like, she's really got all the right ingredients. Does she have that, I don't know, that je ne sais quoi, that something or other that the voters get captivated by? Probably not. You know, there was a time we talked that way about Condoleezza Rice, you know, like she kind of had that something or other. I'm not sure that Nikki Haley has it. Would I vote for her if she got to be the nominee? Oh, yes. Yes, I think she'd make a fantastic president and certainly an improvement over the status quo. Anyway, so they're all, you know, doing their thing. This was in Iowa at Joni Ernst's event. So let's see, 6:14 here on News Radio 92.3. We were even in the break. We were having this conversation about the Joe Manchin thing about, mm-hmm. you know, and look, Joe Manchin's a senator. And I don't favor senators running for president because I think you ought to be an administrator. I think you ought to be an executive. I think you ought to have run. You know, generals make fine presidents. Business owners make fine presidents. I mean, just in general qualifications. Governors, it's not that being a governor makes you a good president. It's that being a governor shows that you can run an administration, hire and fire people and make executive decisions and do enforcement and run law enforcement. I mean, you know, the things governors do. And that is much more a fit with the nature of the job as a president than, you know, hanging out and swapping deals and getting votes. Because getting votes is not the job of the president, not in terms of the vote for legislation. Legislators are a whole different breed. For example, I think I would do well as a legislator. I would be a terrible executive. If somebody ever manages to persuade me to run for, God, what? I don't know, mayor. I wouldn't want to. I don't, don't even live
so
in the city.
Great.
No, but if somebody ever persuaded me to run for like mayor or governor or some crazy thing like that, you play this tape and you remind them, no, Andrew would be a terrible. My wife, now on the other hand, would be great at it because she's an administrator. Okay.
She would.
I'm the debater. I'm the reasoner. I'm the, you know, ask the questions. I'm the talk show host. Talk show hosts and legislating is a lot similar, right? So that would work. Anyway, the point is they don't cross over all that well. And that's why electing senators is a terrible idea. That said, Joe Manchin, if he could somehow get into the actual general election, I don't know how. I don't know how he beats Biden in the primary. I mean, who knows? Maybe Biden has more falls and who knows? Something bad happens where he's not a viable candidate anymore. You know, his age catches up with him, whatever. Then, I mean, of the current candidates running on the Democrat side, apart from Biden, he is clearly would be the front runner over Kennedy and what's her face? I mean, for sure. And I think Manchin could beat Trump.
Isn't he the Liz Cheney, though, of the Democratic Party?
Well, that's what I wonder. But I think, well, okay, so if you're a Democrat and you're faced with the choice between Trump and Manchin, who do you vote for? I mean, that is a no-brainer, right? And there's a lot of Republicans that would vote for Manchin over Trump because he doesn't carry with him all of the things that made Republicans hate Hillary or hate Biden, or at least not under any circumstances could ever vote for them. I think they could vote for a Manchin. So that's, I don't know. It's just that's a very interesting wrinkle that I had not been considering until just today when David mentioned that earlier. So we'll see. It's a fascinating possible 2024 wrinkle in the presidential system. 616 News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. There was an accident quite a bit earlier this morning before the show started, even like I-10 eastbound at mile marker 6. Near the 9 Mile Road exit. There was a fatality this morning. Now, it has been cleared. I don't think you're going to see emergency vehicles there. It looks like everything is running smoothly. Certainly use caution, as you know, wherever you are. Traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you're a business owner, you've got employees, you got to take care of their payroll, their HR management, you got to do their benefits, insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability, and all that. If you're good at it or like it or think everything's going great, great. No problem. If there's any of those things where you're a little bit like, you know, don't mention that, Andrew. Okay, well, call Torgerson Causey. Just call him. Say, Andrew said I should call y'all, and you'll come in and, you know, do a review of what my business is doing and tell me if anything can be done better, if we can make life better for our employees. No obligation. And then you'll see. And, you know, maybe they come in and they're like, no, everything's good. Maybe they come in and they give you options, choices, and plans that you didn't have before, and you're like, oh, man, that's fantastic. Here's why I say this. We did this about 5 or 6 years ago here at News Radio in Cat Country. They came in and they became our provider for all this stuff. And I didn't even know what I was missing until we had them. And then it was just better. Just better. Just easier to work with, easier to get answers. A lot of, you know, good options that we had that we didn't have before. So my personal experience with Torgerson Causey has been fantastic. 433-9996, more than 20 years helping businesses like yours do better. You can check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Have you or someone you know been affected by breast cancer? A Unique Boutique is opening to give you a space to explore the vast array of supportive and comforting products to help ease pain, provide confidence, and work with any needs you might face while navigating through this journey. They specialize in mastectomy bras, breast forms, wigs, and comforting gifts such as mastectomy pillows, seat belt covers, and radiation creams. Visit them inside the Creighton Commons at 2620 Creighton Road, Suite 107.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy this Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we navigate through the rising costs of energy. Friday at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
Hello. Kens. Pets.
Silent footsteps crowding me. Sudden darkness. But I can see. No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
There is going to be a development one day on these properties, whether people understand that or not. So if you look at a condo development, we can put up to close to 700 units on that site. So if you do the math, you're probably talking about excess of 2,000 cars if it's fully occupied all year.
Yeah, I'm not sure occupied was the verb you were looking for. That's Chris Ferrara. He's the developer, if I remember correctly, who was talking about, this is back in September. This is one of those archive clips where if you live in Santa Rosa County, especially if you live in Navarre on the beach and you hear this, you're like, oh, okay. You remember this was a vacant lot that he wanted to get rezoned so that he could put a high-end motor coach RV park in there. Remember? He wanted to put the RV park in there because that would be, there's a lot of people who drive these high-end coaches and they'll spend a fair amount of money to go stay at a nice place, and the RV parks are always full. Like, you cannot build them fast enough. They're always full. The ones up by I-10 and 87, that one's always full. Anyway, the point is that he had come in and said, let us rezone this that's currently zoned for condos. I can build a condo without permission. I don't need special permission to build condos there, but I don't want to build condos. I want to build this RV park. And people, you know, you're going to put mobile homes on it. No, RVs. You're going to choke up traffic. Not as bad as a condo would. You're going to, because what they wanted was they were hoping nothing would happen. They were hoping the land would basically lay there and be pretty so that they could have their view of the sound and it wouldn't be a problem. Well, flash forward now, what, 9 months, and guess what's happening? Condos. Condos. P&J did report about this about a week or so ago. Port Navarre, largest of the two projects, will have added 3 16-story buildings to the Navarre Beach landscape. Each one will hold 220 condo or hotel units for a total of 660. He said as much as 700. And 87 underground parking stalls. It'll be located on the sound side of the barrier island. On the Gulf side, an LLC called Navarre Beach Hotels is prepared to move forward with the construction of a 200-room hotel and 34 condominium units. I tried to tell you at the time, dear Navarre. You know, you don't get to tell somebody that they can't build a thing because you'd rather have them leave that as, like, conservation land. I understand you'd rather have it. I understand you prefer that, but what I said at the time was, take the RV park. That's a win. Let them change it to be an RV park, and then you at least keep the low level, right? You don't lose landscape view, okay? I know having the RVs around is going to annoy you, but not that much. RVs don't really create that much congestion. They come and they park for a week or two. Take that as a win if that's what he's willing to do. That's better than a condominium. Guess what? You said no to that. There was this big, irrational political push to say no to that, and the board voted, the Santa Rosa County Commission board voted 3-2. No, you can't do it. Frankly, Dave Peach, feeling pressure about the election, voted no when he should have voted yes, okay? And he still lost the election, which is crazy. But okay, fine, that's all in the past. But now guess what? Here's the result of that choice. You chose no RV park, you get condos. So, look, I love you, but, you know, you got to know what's the consequence of making a choice. You can complain and moan all you like about the condos, but understand the reality of the situation. Unless somebody's willing to buy the property from them and make it permanent conservation, and nobody stepped up for that, right? 625 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done and small enough to care. It's Executive Landscaping, 250-3756 for that no-hassle estimate. Avalon Boulevard clear through Garcon Point Bridge. Traffic on I-10 east and westbound traveling at posted speeds also. Traffic tips 437-1620. You can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Absolutely. I am here with your headlines.
You want to try it again?
Yes.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines.
The body of one of the three men missing following the recent partial apartment building collapse in Iowa has now been found. 42-year-old Brandon Colvin Sr.'s remains were located. The city not saying exactly where in the building that was found. A new report from the U.S. Postal Service showing that maybe mail carriers do have a reason to be cautious about man's best friend. The USPS reporting that more than 5,300 postal workers have been attacked by dogs in the last year. Apparently, the town with the biggest number of dog attacks on postal workers was Houston, Texas last year with 57.
Wow.
And the FBI expected to bring a document to Capitol Hill today allegedly describing a $5 million criminal bribery scheme involving President Biden and a foreign national. This after the Republican House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky threatened to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. Comer says it'll prove Biden's scheme, but Democrats say it's just a political stunt that will prove nothing.
This is just reality. Every time somebody says James Comer, in my mind, I always hear James Comey, the former FBI director, because those names are
thing.
Way.
Yeah.
You can't have two people with such similar names in such high positions of influence and power. It should be illegal. Like when we used to have, you know, Wilson Robertson and Grover Robinson, and we had J.R. Williamson and Rob Williams. Like, no, stop. It's not fair. So, and that's at the national level. This is local. David, thanks so much for the update.
Aside from the two Daves in the building, which Dave are you talking about? Oh, Wayne, it's fine. Because boxing is mean.
437-1620. Speaking of dogs, though, man, I'll just tell you, my wife and I, every week, we go bike riding. Okay, and we go bike riding, and because of an incident with a bulldog, no, not a bulldog, but a pit bull, that jumped a fence and bit me on the foot, I now always carry a Little League bat with me, and to be honest, I also carry a gun, you know, and I don't hope to ever have to use the one, but I have had to use the other. Just yesterday, we're bike riding Jay. I don't know, there was probably five or six times when we were concerned about a dog, and there was one time where I'm like, it's going to be the bat for you, buddy. Like, you know, was going to cross Highway 4 and come after us. And I waved drew the bat like a sword and wave at him, and that scared him off. It doesn't always. It's sometimes they still keep coming. I wish I could find these dog owners and just... dude. And I know the mindset of the, you know, the rural dog owner is, well, you know, this is the country. Yeah, but it's public roads. You know, yeah, it's public roads. And if you can't control your dog, somebody will. Anyway, so I cannot imagine. I was thinking about that because we kept passing one of the, they were doing their Amazon deliveries on Sunday, the UPS, United States Postal Service driver. And I'm thinking, I bet it's worse for you than me. Every time you go into a yard or go near one of these dogs and they run after you. 629 on News Radio 92. Oh, by the way, we have Ryan on today. Speaking of Ryan Jenkins, because I drove past his house yesterday, rode past, our farmer in Jay, Florida. Ryan and I don't think we've really done much to announce this, but we won a regional Murrow Award for the farmer, Day in the Life of a Farmer segment.
A year in the life of a farmer.
Thank you. A year in the life of a farmer. Candy wrote the
submission. Wrote the nomination. Yeah. I'm so proud.
So anyway, we're going to have him on a little bit later. But huge thing. I get so much positive. I take to tell people that I get three things people really love most about this show. They love their farmer segment.
Yeah.
They love your laugh.
Yeah.
They do. They love your laugh. And I understand why, because it's infectious and wonderful. And they love the frivolous topic. They love fighting about.
So I could do the show.
That's right. That's right. They love that stuff. So anyway, and I would not have won that award except for it was Ryan. So that to me is a joint award with Ryan. Anyway, we'll have him on at 7:35. David will have your local news coming up next right after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The pilot, a woman, her 2-year-old daughter, and nanny are all reported killed in a small plane crash in the Virginia mountains. There was a sonic boom in the D.C. area from fighter jets sent to check on that plane, finding everyone unresponsive.
The private aircraft took off from Elizabethtown, Tennessee. That's where it initially embarked from. It was close to its Long Island destination when the Cessna Citation suddenly made a 180-degree turn and began flying in the other direction.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The Russian military reports repelling a Ukrainian attack in the Russia-occupied Donetsk region.
These claims by Russia are unverified, and it's not clear whether we're seeing the start of the counteroffensive Ukraine has been promising for months. But a video released by the Russians appears to show military vehicles coming under heavy fire.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, no comment from Ukraine's government. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 72 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Family members and neighbors reacting to that deadly shooting on Crescent Drive on Saturday.
We just want justice for our brother.
We're all heartbroken. Yeah. The city is broken. We just want justice.
Now, the shooting happened when a gunman walked into a large party. Reportedly, 50 to 100 people were inside that home on Crescent Drive and started shooting. Investigators believe that they were targeting the victim that was ultimately killed. Four other people were caught in the gunfire and were hurt, but they are all expected to survive. Right now, there's no word on a suspect. Big turnout over the weekend for a kickball tournament where the proceeds go towards helping the local homeless population. Now, this was the Steals and Slides tournament held at the Brent Athletic Complex. It benefited the Honor Her Foundation.
It means a world of difference that Miss Horn would come out and support us. We do have a need. There's a huge homeless population here, and we thank her for coming out because it's needed.
And that's board members from the Honor Her Foundation there. That organization helps to feed the local homeless population, also houses 11 female veterans that are homeless. Motorcyclist was hurt after hitting a guardrail in Cantonment Saturday. FHP says that happened to Jack's Branch and Muskogee Roads on Saturday afternoon. The rider went over the guardrail, said to have serious injuries. They were flown to a local hospital. Right now there's no update on their condition. Family members remembering a local man that died on Friday after a swimming accident at Langdon Beach. Family members say they remember 53-year-old Mike Imhoff as a kind and compassionate person who was always there to lend an ear. McGuire's Irish Pub also remembered Imhoff. They had an empty bar stool and a placeholder for him. Mike was nicknamed the Mayor of Pensacola Pubs. Family members say he suffered rheumatoid arthritis and likely had a fall while he was swimming and wasn't able to get back up. A Florida businessman says his family was on that plane that crashed after all the chaos in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
The plane sparked panic yesterday after it violated restricted airspace and forced the military to scramble F-16s at supersonic speeds. That caused a sonic boom that led to phone calls to the police and to news outlets. The civilian plane crashed in the Virginia wilderness after repeated attempts by NORAD to establish contact. John Rumpel says his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were aboard the plane. He believes that the plane lost pressurization and all aboard passed out prior to the crash. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A SpaceX launch could happen later on this morning. The company planning to launch a Falcon 9 at 11:47 Eastern Time at the Kennedy Space Center. The rocket would be carrying a Dragon spacecraft full of supplies and be destined for the International Space Station. Originally, the launch was planned on Saturday. That had to be canceled because of high winds. But today, launch conditions are, as of right now anyway, about 60% go. It is 6:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Nothing right now. It looks like all of the all the roads are just fine. Everything's clear, not showing any slowdowns or delays. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting is clear. Three-mile bridge, the General Chappie James Bridge, that is same bridge, not showing any delays either. It looks like you're good to go, both north and southbound. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful, warm, and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 85 degrees. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Tuesday, 20% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 86. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 72 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 right now in Milton.
Difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It was a Friday night, I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you.
So how does this actually work?
Here's how it works. It's pretty simple. You just have to follow the money. You take a look at BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. They manage $20 trillion worth of capital. But it's not their own money. This is the money of everyday citizens, firefighters, police officers, doctors, who generally have their money either via 401ks or, in a lot of cases, large pension funds. Large pension funds like the state of California, which manages the largest pension fund in the U.S., and the state of New York, and the European pension funds as well.
You know, I guess I was naive about this. I guess I had just been thinking about it the wrong way. But this is a former executive at Anheuser-Busch. You heard of them? They're a company that used to make good beer. sorry, they used to make a profit. No, they still make some good beer. Anyway, whatever. You know the Bud Light thing, right? Okay, so this guy named Anson Frericks was talking with Jesse Waters, and he says, you know, BlackRock isn't the instigator of these ESG rules. And when I heard that, I'm like, oh, that makes perfect sense. Like, I had in my mind, what I was thinking is that you had these giant investment firms like BlackRock, and they were basically imposing their view of the world on, you know, for example, local municipalities or, you know, Florida, they were trying to do this with. And so I had been thinking that Vanguard and BlackRock were like the woke entities, right? That they were the source of the evaluation of whether you were being appropriately, you know, diverse enough, or, you know, gender anarchy enough, or environmental enough, and that they would, you know, grade you down or up based on your compliance with those kinds of political environment goals. Okay. And it hadn't occurred to me, and this is why I'm glad that I came across this, hadn't occurred to me that Vanguard and BlackRock weren't the instigators of those things, but that they were instead responding to political pressure put on them by the politicians who oversee the massive amount of funds that are available, for example, in the pension funds that come out of states like California and New York, and that those legislators, heavily left-leaning legislators, had created rules that said, we're going to pull our investment funds from your management company if you don't cater towards accomplishing our political goals through your investing strategy. So here I'd been thinking that it was just, you know, Vanguard and BlackRock, when really they're responding to the coercion from the political forces. And so when Florida comes in and pushes back, or Texas pushes back, you know, any of these places that are trying to push back, we're not like the bad guys suddenly politicizing investing in an otherwise fiduciarily neutral environment. We're the ones trying to bring back balance to fight back against an overly politicized environment that is willing to sacrifice fiduciary interests in the sake, or for the sake of, political purposes.
And a lot of the politicians in those states, in California, for example, they recently have mandated those large pension funds that they divest from things like fossil fuels and oil and gas. And then when Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, was there, did the same thing. But they also tell BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, if they're going to manage their money, they have to commit to things like ESG, diversity, equity, inclusion, and adopt firm-wide commitments that they therefore then force onto all the major companies in corporate America.
And once he explains it, it's all of a sudden absolutely no surprise whatsoever. Because this is the same. Remember, California did the, like, boycott states like Florida that don't follow along with their political policies when it comes to, you know, transgender things. So, of course, those same people who put those same rules into place, failures that they have been, have they prevented people from traveling to Florida? Remember, they're rescinding all that stuff now. The city of San Francisco is pulling back on their boycott because it's cost them so much money, whether it's a boycott of travel or whether it's a boycott of contracting for services. I mean, loads of money that they have lost trying to defund the right has failed. And so it's the same thing in different clothing. They're going to try to get these pension fund managers, right, to the people who are investing those funds, to not invest in places that, you know, aren't appropriately liberal or appropriately, if you prefer the term woke, or pro-environment or pro-race or whatever you think the issue is. And that's going to force those areas, because we don't want to be downgraded, right? We don't want to be evaluated as lower. We don't want to lose financial ability. And so you have people like DeSantis pushes back and says, no. We're not doing this. If we need to create our own investment firms, we can. You know, we'll find somebody who's not going to look at the world this way. So this is just another front in this same exact leverage. Now, the reason this interview was done is because people don't understand, like, why would Anheuser-Busch do the Dylan Mulvaney thing? Why would Target do the thing that they do? Why would now, what's the other one? Is it Kohl's that just came in over the weekend, I think, with another kind of, you know, pro-trans kind of stuff? Why would they do this? Well, because they get pressured from these companies or from others. They get all kinds of intense pressure to try to be more pro this stuff that they don't really want to be, but they feel like, well, you know, they've got it over on us because of their financial leverage. And that's, again, that's what DeSantis is really pushing back against. I appreciate that perspective. It shifts for me the understanding of where the nexus of the problem is. It's not these financial managers per se. Think about it. If you're State Street and BlackRock and you're managing these, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody comes in with I'm just making up a number here, but let's say the California pension fund, and what is it, maybe $200 billion or $100 billion, you know, whatever the enormous amount of money it is, and they say, well, we're not going to keep letting you manage that money if you don't do this and this. And you're like, well, that is an awful lot of our portfolio. You know, like, that's why, okay? 6:46 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, local farmers want to let you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like a pretty easy way of getting where you're going. Shemuckla Highway, Woodbine, and Burial all clear right now. No slowdowns on Guernsey. 90 clear in both directions. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Somebody texts in me very succinctly at 437-1620. For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. It indeed is. Hey, if you are thinking about any kind of HVAC, electrical work, you know, heating, air conditioning, any kind of electrical work, Peden, air conditioning, heating, and electrical, they will take care of you. Good quality parts and products, good quality service installation, a 100% satisfaction guarantee, they will take care of you. And obviously, you know, it's never too late to get that AC unit inspected. But right now, okay, they have a couple of other things going on. One is, it's hurricane season, in case you hadn't heard. Briggs & Stratton whole home generators, $1,000 off, $1,000 off from Peden. Also, free sewer camera inspection, so we'll take a look, and then if there's a problem, you get $250 off the repair. They're also hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC technicians and a plumber serving Baldwin County now as they recently expanded. So whatever your need is, whether it's you know, home heating or air conditioning or electrical work, or anything else that they do, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of health care. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I had a nighttime routine for my frequent heartburn. I would drink milk, I would sleep upright with more pillows, but that painful burning stayed. So I made Prilosec OTC part of my morning routine. With just one pill each morning, Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid production, blocking heartburn day and night. Now I have a new nighttime routine. I call it sleeping.
One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's and Angelina's Cooking Class, Father's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, Juneteenth, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.55. Here in the great state of Florida, $3.35. Mississippi, $2.96. And California is $4.86. If you're in Navarre, $3.14 east and west at the Walmarts. Let's see, in Tiger Point, same at the Murphy Cross from the foot of the Garson Point Bridge. $3.27 in, I think it's called Next Summit. Somebody told me it's something else. But anyway, the middle station in Gulf Breeze. $3.14 at the Raceway in Milton, same at the Pea Ridge Murphy. $3.24 is a little bit better at the Circle K as you're going over on 98. On 90. I don't know what I was thinking there. Anyway, the Walmart on 9 Mile into Pensacola is $3.08. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29 coming in from the southwest side. Best price is get the Murphy on Navy. That's at $3.12 at the moment. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. understandable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Pilots from the Capitol Guardians with the D.C. National Guard are now saying the pilot of that small business jet yesterday that caused quite a bit of chaos in Washington, D.C. was incapacitated. NBC News aviation analyst Jeff Guzzetti says cabin depressurization and hypoxia, or loss of oxygen, is likely what happens.
If you're high at altitude and you lose pressurization, all of the oxygen molecules in your body escape immediately. It isn't like holding your breath or anything like that. You've got to be on oxygen within 5 seconds or you'll begin to lose consciousness.
And, of course, F-16 fighter jets were cleared to travel at supersonic speed. There was a big sonic boom across Washington, D.C. yesterday, and they were dispatched from NORAD to check on the plane. The pilot was unconscious, ended up crashing near the George Washington National Forest. None of the four people on board survived.
I certainly don't know. But that sounds unbelievable, that hypoxia through depressurization would so immediately make you lose consciousness.
Right.
Because I'm thinking about, okay, the brain is getting oxygen from the blood, and the oxygen in the blood isn't going to react that immediately to depressurization on the outside of your body. Sure, your lungs, sure, your skin, but I don't know, that's a fantastical claim to me. 5 seconds. You could lose consciousness from depressurization around you. I certainly don't know. He sounds like an expert. I just can't make sense of that in my brain. So go ahead, David.
Sure. Russia says Ukraine has now launched a major attack. It's not clear at this point if it's the beginning of that counteroffensive that they've been hinting about. But Kyiv has not confirmed or denied the claims as of yet. And the honors continuing today for that Florida teenager that won the Scripps National Spelling Bee last week. 14-year-old Dev Shah today will be ringing the closing bell at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange. He already toured the White House, and he was on the Today Show as well.
All right. Interesting. I'd not heard of that one before, so okay. I guess it's the one time where if you're a national champion speller, hearing the bell sound is good.
Yeah.
Right? Because typically the bell means you screwed up, right? All right, David, thanks so much for the update. That's a nerd joke for you. 6:54 on Nerds.
Oh, we got it.
On Nerds Radio 92.3. That's what we should call ourselves, Nerds Radio 92.3. No? Okay, maybe not.
We're the NERP. WNRP.
Oh, nicely done. Yeah,
Dub NERP.
Our station call letters. This is a horrible story. Okay, you heard about the India train crash. This is really genuinely awful. You had three trains basically crash. You had one was a high-speed train, and it got told to go onto a sidetrack, apparently, that also already had a stationary freight train loaded with iron ore, so it ran into a wall and derailed and killed like 275 people, okay? Then another train was coming from, I guess, the other direction or something. Anyway, went on to another, and it got forced onto another track because of this one, and it derailed. So the early indicator of this horrible crash from India is that there was an error in the electronic signaling system that would normally tell the trains where they should and shouldn't go and wouldn't make this mistake. They are saying early on that they do not know whether it was a technical or, you know, an error in the equipment or an error by a person. We don't know. The investigation will show that. And I thought it was an interesting comment because Jaya Verma Sinha, senior railway official, had made the comment to one of the local news agencies there that the system is 99.9% error-free, but a 0.1% chance is always there for an error. Well, I want to give credit to, this was the AP reporting, okay? And it was sourced in India, but AP, so I'm not sure what the original news organization would have been. But I really, really appreciate something that they reported on. And that was, they gave context to the overall safety of the Indian rail system in the midst of doing this report. I'll give you those numbers here in just a second. But this is really, really good reporting because it almost never gets done. And I want to praise it for a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Knox Pest Controller, family serving your family since 1929, bringing you traffic this morning. For info on a free pest or termite quote, visit Knox, that's KNOX, knoxpest.com, Knox. knocks him out. Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns yet. 98 is clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. Three Mile Bridge not showing any delays either. Hey, traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got any kind of plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet, you know, the temperature's not good, the pressure's not good, if it's a plumbing thing, right? You know, plumbing things, they never fix themselves, and if they've seemed like they have, that means it's only getting worse until a real bad problem comes. Call Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782. They'll take care of you. So back to this terrible train derailment, and you know, somewhere just short of 300 people, it looks like, were killed in this incident over the weekend. What I really appreciate about the AP reporting on this, first of all, they gave the history, which is there was a train crash in New Delhi that killed 358 people in 1995. There was a terrible crash in another one that took place in 2016 where 146 people died. So they're giving you a little bit of the history. That's not the thing I'm praising them for, that standard reporting. Here's what I appreciate. At the very end of the article, I wish it had been earlier, but still, you take what you can get. Most such accidents in India are blamed on human error or outdated signaling equipment. About 22 million people ride 14,000 trains across India every day, traveling on 64,000 kilometers of track. The reason I appreciate that is that so much of the time when we report on horrible incidents, we don't give you context for understanding the thing itself. And if you do the math, okay, there were about 275 people that died in India in this train crash, okay? That same day, there were 21,725,000 people who didn't die in a train crash, which means that your odds of dying in a train wreck that day in India are 1 in 100,000. You see, it feels like that was a horrible, terrible thing and train rail was very unsafe that day. No, it wasn't 99.9%. It was 99.999% safe. 1 in 100,000. That'd be like flipping a coin 17 times in a row heads. Almost impossible. Randomly guessing the last five digits of a phone number. Okay? Winning the lottery after buying 450 tickets. There's all kinds of, you know, I can give, but the point is, 1 in 100,000 is safer than anything. Like, that's even on that one day, trains in India were extraordinarily safe. And I appreciate that the AP put those numbers together, not quite in the same way I'm doing it, but it put them enough together that you can get a sense that even with a horrible, terrible accident, things are very, very safe. 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3. Quick future news here. Where did my future list go? There we go. Will condos be built on Navarre Beach?
Yes.
Yeah. Will the people there who opposed the RV park acknowledge that they could have avoided this and take responsibility for it?
Will they kick themselves in the rear? Yes.
Nope.
You don't think so?
No. Oh, they're going to be angry there's condos there. They're not going to. Well, right. Maybe a few of them will be like, oh, yeah, dang it. I hope
maybe,
they will.
I don't know.
Joe Manchin, does he get into the general election?
Yes.
If he does he win?
Maybe.
I'm going to say no, but yes.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.